USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Hunter Biden, the son of President Biden, has filed a lawsuit against the IRS, claiming that agents unlawfully revealed his tax return details. The legal action was initiated in a federal court in Washington, D.C. Monday, shortly after Hunter Biden was indicted on federal gun charges. The lawsuit revolves around disclosures made by two IRS agents in television interviews and congressional testimony. Five detained U.S. citizens were released by Iran in a deal with the Biden administration. The agreement involves the transfer of $6 billion from South Korea to Qatar, along with the release of five Iranians facing U.S. charges. Secretary of State Antony Blinken greeted the Americans as they arrived in Doha.
The freedom of these Americans for so long, unjustly imprisoned and detained in Iran, means some pretty basic things. It means that husbands and wives, fathers and children, grandparents can hug each other again.
The Americans are now on a flight back to the United States. Discussions surrounding a renewed attempt at bipartisan immigration reform is gaining momentum on Capitol Hill, but Senator John Cornyn of Texas said he had hoped some sort of reforms would have happened by now.
My thought was that at some point things would get so bad that President Biden might be prompted to actually do something, and I guess I was wrong.
Since President Biden took office, more than 5.5 million people have entered the country illegally. The United Auto Workers strike against Detroit's Big Three automakers has entered its fourth day. The union held meetings with Ford and GM over the weekend, and a meeting with Stellantis is planned for today. Auto workers are pushing for improved pay and pension benefits. And the Powerball jackpot continues to climb, reaching $638 million for tonight's drawing. That has a cash value of over $304 million. In addition, tomorrow's Mega Millions jackpot has risen to $183 million. This is USA News.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Hey, y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantreuse, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
A national poll by CBS News and YouGov shows that voters are concerned whether or not President Biden would be able to complete a second term if reelected. The poll, which focused on the question of age and fitness for Biden, who is 80, and Donald Trump, who is 77, shows that only 34% of registered voters are confident that Biden would be able to finish a second term if reelected. Comparably, 55% of voters are confident that Trump could complete a term. In overall support, Trump leads Biden by 1 point, 50%. To 49. A Marine Corps pilot safely ejected from a fighter jet over North Charleston, South Carolina, Sunday about 2 in the afternoon. The pilot's in stable condition. However, the plane he was flying, an F-35 Lightning II jet, is missing. The plane's location and trajectory has led the search to be focused on Lake Moultrie and Lake Marion, both north of Charleston. Why that pilot ejected is still unknown. Impulse buys are on the rise, especially among heavy users of social media. According to Ted Rossman, a senior industry analyst at Bankrate, millennials lead the pack in these spontaneous purchases.
It can really add up. We found that over the past year, about 4 out of 10 social media users made an impulse buy of something that they saw on social media. And unfortunately, 57% of them regretted at least one of the purchases.
The research indicates that as age increases, the inclination to make impulsive buys driven by social media decreases. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.